Testing. Okay, let's do it.
Everybody, welcome to the planning board meeting of June 8th, 2022. This meeting's been advertised pursuant to Public Law 231, also known as the Open Public Meeting Act. Let's go to a flag salute, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Electronic devices.
Anybody has a cell phone, a watch, whatever rings or dings, turn it off because this is all recorded and it interferes with the recording. And let's go to a roll call, please.
Mr. Adams, Mr. Allegretto.
Here.
Mr. Becker, Mr. Birch.
Here.
Mrs. Halliday, Mr. Jessel.
Here.
Mr. Lovechuck, Mr. Loper.
Here.
Mr. Shepherd.
Here.
Mr. Stell.
Here.
Dr. Vandeshore.
On the agenda, number one is PBA 22-008, Step 1 Construction Management, LLC, 1004 Ocean Avenue, Block 1002, Lot 12, HZ Zone.
Hold on a second.
Yes.
I'm going to recuse myself from this one.
Let the record reflect.
Mr. Birch.
Mr. Birch has stepped down for this application.
Good afternoon or good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. For the record, my name is Charles Gamel. I'm with the law firm of Gamel, Fahn and Renich over in Linwood, appearing today on behalf of Step 1 Pinnacle Construction LLC, which is the contract purchaser of 1004 Ocean Avenue. We're here tonight seeking preliminary and final site plan approval to erect a triplex along with certain variances and or waivers. I have Andrew Bechtel, my architect and planner, who, if he can be sworn in, will move along.
Good evening, Mr. Bechtel. The testimony about to give this evening the truth, all the truth, and nothing but the truth shall be done.
It is.
And Mr. Bechtel, and Carol recognizes.
And we are familiar. We are familiar with Mr. Bechtel's credentials, and we may proceed. He's been in front of us many times.
Andrew, why don't you start by sort of describing the neighborhood in which we're located?
The current location is in the HZ zone. It is surrounded on either side with similar use of what we're proposing. Primarily, triplexes are in the adjacent area of this building. We propose to remove the existing structure that is there. There's currently the main house, which has two units in it, and an apartment garage that is used as well as another unit. So there is an existing triplex with two primary structures, you could argue, on the lot. We plan on removing them and creating a fully conforming, with minor variances, triplex that, again, is consistent with the development in the neighborhood. Variances we're asking for tonight have to deal with front yard setback, parking buffer setback, the stairs accessing the second floor as opposed to the first floor, and the landing size of the stair. Again, all these have been variances that have typically been approved for this kind of application, and this development is consistent with the neighborhood. Again, the structure will be similar in size to those which are neighboring it. It has three units throughout. The setback actually for the front yard is being enhanced from what it currently is now. It's actually going to be further back with the building itself. The stairs, yes, will encroach in the front yard, and our variance, again, the landing is larger than what is permitted, but again, it's fitting the scale of the home. The parking buffer variance is required, again, is for our parking spot next to our building in the back. It's only one space. And then there's a waiver for the curbing around the trash receptacle area, which again, is more of a commercial application. This is in a Wendy's where we need to keep all the garbage water out of the street. It's basically just the residential use. So again, we're asking for that waiver as well. And the driveway width and the curb depression width is larger than what is allowed. Again, we're asking for a design waiver on that. Again, that's to accommodate additional parking on site.
and to rapidly approach the positive and negative criteria for the variances.
The positive criteria is we're definitely staying within what the use is permitted in the zone. We're removing an existing building that is not up to fire code, technically is two separate structures, and replacing with a conforming single building of three units. There is really no negative at all here. Again, everything we're providing is more parking, better building, higher base flood elevation, again, complying with all the rules and regulations that have been set forth in the ordinance.
There's nothing further right now, Mr. Chairman?
Nothing further. Any questions to the applicant while we're here? Shannon, you're going to have to step out of this one because you didn't hear the initial testimony. You just can't vote on it. Any questions from the board to the applicant? Seeing none. I'd like to hear to my professionals if you're at rest. Mr. Shule.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, board members, professionals. Good to see you all. We have a report on this application dated April 29th, 2022. We did have an opportunity to review this at the Planning Subcommittee back on March 7th, which has alleviated a number of the prior comments in my report. The application has been deemed complete. This is for a minor site plan with C variances, as been specified to by the applicant. The variances are summarized on page 6 of my report. There are four variances, building setback, minimum front yard setback, the front yard stair encroachment, and the landing size. We have a zoning schedule on page 8 of our plan for our report, indicating all of the other metrics applicable to the lot and the building and hospitality zone. You can see it's for the most part conforming except for the variances noted at the bottom of my report. Triplex is a permitted use in hospitality zone. The applicant has specified two variances. They've also identified and specified two design waivers that are described in comments 4 and 5 of my report. First one having to do with the driveway width, second having to do with the curving ramp, the track enclosure, and I concur with the testimony provided that especially with respect to the curving ramp and the track enclosure, that's more akin and required for more intense commercial use. Number 6 is basically this information about the stacked parking. The applicant will be on notice if additional verification will be required prior to the CO. And for normal course, we defer review of site rating, stormwater utilities, and waivers to the board engineer. And finally, there are a short list of conditions of approval. Page 10 of our report, should the board be inclined to approve the site plan, these would be added in the resolution as conditions of approval.
Any questions for Mr. Shule at this time? Seeing none, Mr. Scheidick.
Thank you, Chairman and board members. Our report is dated May 2nd, 2022. We had the chance to review this application initially, meet at the site subcommittee on March 7th, and then review another set of plans which got us to where we are now. So my letter is very clean, as are the plans. I concur with all of the variances that have been addressed so far this evening. I have one thing I need to change on my report. Driveway width opening, I say it's 46 feet. The plans in the latest revision call it for 42 feet, 2 inches of width, where only 30 feet is proposed, is allowed. So that's relief that was listed, but it's less of a relief than was originally in my letter. I don't know if I missed it, but triplexes are permitted use in this zone, provided the lot existed prior to February 26, 2015. So if there wasn't testimony, there should be about the use of that lot and that deed. Curb and sidewalk are proposed, new curb and sidewalk are proposed along the entire frontage of Ocean Avenue. We have a couple of house cleaning items. The survey needs to be amended. There's an incorrect area listed on it. The lot area The subject of tonight's application is 6,750 square feet. The parking is in conformance with the residential site improvement standards and all other issues, grading, drainage, and engineering related have been addressed.
Question for Mr. Scheider. All
I have.
I do, Mr. Chairman, if
yes.
I may. Can I have the exact calculations from the driveway width from 42 feet even?
42 feet, 2 inches.
Thank you very much.
No questions for Mr. Scheider. At this point, I'd like to open it up to the public. We're at common address at 1004 Ocean Avenue. Anyone from the public have any comment? Can I have a motion to open it up to the public?
Adams.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we're at 1004 Ocean Avenue. Anyone from the public have any comment? Please come forward at this time. Seeing no public comment, do I have a motion to close the public comment?
Aye.
Do I have a second?
Yes, sir.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Back to the applicant for closing. It just has to be forward, that's all.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I do have a...
We have some...
Well, Dave had a clarification too we needed.
Sorry.
Will you provide testimony if this lot existed prior to February 26, 2015?
We have the owner here who has owned it since the early 2000. Richard, when did you acquire it? Approximately 20 years ago.
Then we can take Mr. Gamble for everybody.
Okay, thank you.
I do have Mr. Gamble. I do have a housekeeping item from my perspective. You had an opportunity to consider Mr. Short's report on April 29, 2022, and Mr. Scheider's report on May the 2nd. And those reports are acceptable.
They are.
Very well. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. After you heard, Mr. Chairman, I can claim the motion for the board.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I entertain a motion in the affirmative to approve the minor study among the minor site plan application filed on behalf of the client, but Mr. Demo, together with the various requests that are outlined in Mr. Schultz's report on page 6, together with the two requests for the design layout for the curbing of the left trash enclosure and the driveway, with that 42 feet width. And may I just remind the gentleman on the board that when casting your ballot, specify your reasons for your vote, please.
Based on what you've heard from your solicitor, do I have a motion?
So moved, Adams.
I have a second.
Second, Director.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Allegretto.
I vote yes. I think we've allowed these stairs along here. I think it's a good look for the area. Certainly the driveway to provide parking makes sense. So I think the building is a good building for where the location is. So yes.
Mr. Jessel.
I'm voting yes also. In our last master plan review, we noted in this area and on lots like this that we felt the triplex was a appropriate use for tourism promotion and having places for our tourists to stay. Variances that we are granting with, I'm voting yes on granting, we do all the time. and these specific ones, in fact, I believe that we have passed on to the administration to pass on the council to change the zoning ordinance to reflect these, so they are minimal and in nature, and basically what our master plan has been looking for this accomplished. So I vote yes.
Mr. Shepherd.
I vote yes for the previously stated.
Mr. Adams.
I vote yes for the previously stated reasons. Also, echoing what Mr. Jessel said, the variances that are requested are really quite tremendous. Also, in my opinion, as well, something that should be changed in the ordinance, because especially with the stairs, the stairs have to go to the second floor anyway, so it's a flawed ordinance, in my opinion. So I vote yes on that. We're reducing impervious by 6%, almost 6% of what's permitted in the zone by the application of the grass block pavers that they're agreeing to use for the drive.
also, I think, offsets the any kind of negative connotation for that variance. So I vote yes all the way around.
Mr. Stell?
I vote yes, the same as same reasons as Mr. Adams and Mr. Jessel.
Mr. Loper?
I vote yes for all the previously stated reasons, plus we're removing a an older structure that does not meet today's standards of safety and fire, replacing it with a new structure. And it does enhance the master plan. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let the record reflect that Gary Jessel's leaving the room, and let the record reflect that Shannon is entering the room. And Jake is entering the room. Back. Deer and headlights.
So this one is Jess.
Okay, can we clear the room so we go on with the next one? Second thing on the application is PBA 22009 D2 Properties. LLC 201 West Atlantic Boulevard, Block 7.17, Lot 1, Garden 66,000 Zone.
Can I just confirm, Mr. Stell, you don't do any work for Vince Viney V2?
I do. Yeah, I don't have to sit this one out.
Okay.
Let the record reflect that. Yeah, we got it off.
Yeah.
Rotating board.
For the record, Peter Tedder here on behalf of the applicants. As the chairman stated, this is a minor subdivision application of V2 Properties, Entity 7 LLC. That entity is the owner of 201-11 West Atlantic Boulevard. As the chairman also mentioned, the property is located in the G66,000 zone and is an existing irregular district lot that is vacant. The FDC tonight is included and subdivided. 15,843 square foot parcel in 2 four-conforming lots. Proposed lot 1.01 will contain 8,638 square feet. Proposed lot 1.02 will contain 7,206 square feet, taking both lots. Now the conformance is under the size. No variance requested or required for approval of the application. The applicant is then calling one witness to know if that's the project surveyor, Thomas Fuller.
Good evening, Mr. Tolmer. Is the testimony about to be the same in the truth, all the truth, and nothing but the truth, something about it?
Yes, sir.
Chairman recognizes Mr. Tolmer.
And Mr. Tolmer's been in front of us on several occasions, and we are familiar with his credentials.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, give the board an overview of the application, please.
Yeah, the property is, the address is 2001-11 West Atlantic Boulevard. It's an existing 15,000. Just over 15,000 square foot lot, just under 16,000, quite frankly. The current property is in a R1 garden zone, and it is we're proposing a fire rate subdivision.
The subdivision that you drafted, it provides for fully conforming lots, is that correct?
It does. Yes.
No variance or request or required for approval of this application?
That is correct.
Okay. Those are all the questions I have, Mr. Tolbert.
Any questions from the board? Seeing none.
Happy rest for you.
Thank you. Mr. It's your turn, Randy.
Chairman, good evening. Our report on this zone is dated May 24th, 2022. The garden is 66,000 acres zone. 201 to 211 West Atlantic Boulevard. There are a few checklist waivers requested by the applicant, more or less typical than what we would normally see. Three of them to be exact. The third one, the sewage availability letter, we recommend that be included as a condition of approval that would support the waivers requested checklist. Page 6 of our report provides that the proposed two lots meet or exceed the minimum requirements for the zone. There is no development proposed. The part of this application is narrowly a two-lot subdivision. Therefore, access will be in accord with the ordinance. Prior to recording, we've got three revisions noted on page 7 under comments 2, A, B, and C. We need the address on the subdivision plan prior to recording. This third comment is basically informational. That will be included in the resolution as well regarding the utility lines for this site. And the review of stormwater utilities to be deferred to board engineer. And we have six conditions of approval noted on page 7 of our report.
Any questions for Mr. Shore? Seeing none, Mr. Scheidick.
Thank you, Chairman. Board members, May 24th, 2022 was our latest review letter. We had reviewed this once prior. By right subdivision, the application is complete. I have a couple of comments, technical comments that have to do with when the Mylars are presented to us for filing, having to do with some survey-related issues on the map. According to the Map Recordation Act, this is just a strictly a subdivision. No improvements are proposed. Therefore, there's no drainage or anything associated with this at this time. That will all be deferred to the time this plot plan is submitted to the city. Straightforward.
Questions?
No other issues.
Question for Mr. Scheidick. Seeing none, back.
Happy rest.
I'd like a motion to open it up to the public.
Second. Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Comment address 201 and 11 West Atlantic Boulevard. Anyone from the public have any comment, please come forward. Seeing no one from the public, do I have a motion to close the public?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, back to the applicant to close.
After the rest.
And Mr. Tyler, two housekeeping questions. In one sentence, you see, I mean, I'm not doing it for the gym. Mr. Shue's report of May 24th, 2020, and Mr. Schleider from the same day.
Yes.
And they are acceptable.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Chair may entertain a motion in the affirmative to approve the primary subdivision presented by Mr. Turner or testified by Mr. Tall. It is by right, no variances are required or required.
Based on what we've heard from our solicitor, do I have a motion?
Yes.
Do I have a second? Roll call, please.
Mr. Allegretto?
I vote yes to by right subdivision.
Mr. Shepherd?
I vote yes by right subdivision.
Mr. Adams?
No reason not to vote yes, so yes.
Mr. Birch?
I vote yes.
Mrs. Halliday?
I vote yes.
Mr. Loper?
Yes, for all the previous stated reasons.
Thank you for your time, please.
Thank you for coming.
That's it. Now, minutes resolutions.
Under old business, can we adopt resolution PBA 21-016? Do I have a motion?
Adams.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Allegretto?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Mr. Adams?
Yes.
Mr. Stell?
Yes. Sorry.
That's all right. Another Mr. Loper.
Yes. Another resolution, PBA 22-007. Do I have a motion?
So moved, Birch. Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Allegretto?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Mr. Adams?
Yes.
Mr. Loper?
Yes. PBA 22-004. Duncan, do we have a motion?
Adams.
Sorry, second.
Mr. Allegretto?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Mr. Adams?
Yes.
Mrs. Halliday?
Yes.
Mr. Stell?
Yes.
Mr. Loper?
Yes. Can we adopt the minutes of 5/11/22? Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second, Bert.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. There's no subcommittee.
The only thing I would indicate is that we've been getting some additional recommendations from the zoning office, so when we get back to a meeting, we'll note some additional items in our summary. We've been added over the past month or so by some project office. So just want to let you know that, and hopefully we would convene a meeting and get started back with that. But
hopefully sometime after everyone's seated for the new council, we'll see some movement in some of the things that we push forward. Anybody have any questions? Go home and eat dinner.